Hello, this is Joy Ray Freeman. The following program was produced and broadcast during 2001. I am a master healer, spiritual warrior, writer, and workshop retreat facilitator. My intent is to assist those who are ready to become whole and productive contributors for creating a better world. Please check out my main website for empowerment and or healing opportunities. Joy, number two, letter U, .org. Enjoy the program.
This is Joy Ray Freeman, bringing joy to the world. Are you in love? Oh, I'm not talking about the romantic, irrational, tingly, euphoric state in which we find ourselves when we're beginning to feel magic, chemistry, and comfort being with a special someone. Although that is surely a wonderful condition, and sometimes fleeting. The love I refer to is radiant from within and flowing through everything you do, included in intimate love, but beyond. It surrounds you, comes from you and to you, connecting you to the universal light, your loved ones, humanity, and the planet. Isn't it time to open up your heart to its highest vibration?
Memories are sketches that time has traced. I've been 100 ways and back again. But when you stand in my doorway, you can still call me friend. Because of the nameless love, it's a shameless love. And in time, love will always arise. Yes, it's a nameless love. It's a shameless love. It's the love of time and of being alive. Doctor, doctor, won't you fix my head? I can't stand to live, don't wanna die. I've climbed the mountain looking for the sun, but I just can't get that high. I've tried religion and the new age too, but there's always somebody telling me what to do, what to do now. And I'll tell you one thing about that guru man. He took all my money, but he don't understand my plan about the nameless love. It's a shameless love, and in time love will always arise. Yes, it's a nameless love, it's a shameless love, it's the love of time and of being alive. And it's a nameless love, it's a shameless love. And in time, love will always arrive. And it's a nameless love. It's a shameless love. It's the love of time and of being alive. And it's a nameless love. It's a shameless love. And in time, love will always arrive.
I am one with the fire flame of love. I am one with the stars above. Notice me, God, hear my plea. For I do wish so much to be with Thee. Enter my heart, still my mind, caress my soul, for it is Thine. Stir my depths, that I may have the fullest remembrance of Thee. Then all wish is to be one with Thee. Enter my heart, form my words, fill my thoughts, so that all is heard. Is the love and the glory of God, and my rightful place at His side. Yes, enter my heart, that I be one, and always stay in stride. Focus my attention on only Thee. Dear God, please hear my earnest plea, for it is time for Your will to be mine, for the music I hear to be the chimes from Your heartstrings. Let this be the moment, yes, this moment now, for me to know the joy Your love brings. El Moria. is only one journey, Going Inside Yourself by Rainer Maria Rilke. I crave to go beyond the garden gate, follow the road that passed it by, and set out for the unknown, Alexandra David Neal wrote in 1923, recalling her daring journey to the Himalayas in search of spiritual truth and high-spirited adventure. A former actress, the Parisian-born explorer dressed as a pilgrim to make her way into the heart of Tibet, the closed and sacred city of Lhasa. Never before had a woman from the West seen its face. As I drive the afternoon carpool, I wonder, how does a woman today satisfy such wanderlust? How do I reconcile the dream of visiting a temple of an Egyptian queen near ancient Thebes with the reality of transporting a station wagon full of children from school to soccer practice? If you too crave scenes beyond the garden gate, do what I do to keep the spark of adventure alive. Journey within to meet your authentic explorer. Where is she headed? If you could go anywhere in the world, all expenses paid, babysitter at your disposal, where would you go? Why? Who would you be with? How long would you stay? What would you do? Yes, this is a first-class fantasy, and it's supposed to be fun. To inspire your far-flung creative visualization, stopping at the library and peruse the travel shelves. Let your fingers do the wandering. Read about famous women explorers. Collect their exploits and tuck them into your subconscious mind. Next, take a creative excursion to a travel agent and collect colorful brochures for your discovery journal. When asked, be non-committal about the date of departure. No one needs to know that you're traveling in your armchair, indulging your imagination on a cold winter's night as you consider exploration as a personal metaphor. And why, you might ask? Because, as Alice Walker astutely observes, we're learning day by day that the most foreign country is within. We are our own dark continent. We are our own savage frontier. Many marvels await discovery as we continue on the path to authenticity.
Washed by the very same rain, we are swimming in the together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, finding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together, I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who have come before me, band together and be my guide. Loving lessons that I will follow, we're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the great big dipper, we are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. When we get there, we'll discover all of the gifts we've been given to share have been with us since life's beginning, and we never notice they were there. We can balance at the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live together, we're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the great big dipper, we are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever, we're all swimming to the other side.
Rose tells her beautiful love story about Rudy. I walked into the grocery store not particularly interested in buying groceries. I wasn't hungry. The pain of losing my husband of 37 years was still too raw. And this grocery store held so many sweet memories. Rudy often came with me, and almost every time he'd pretend to go off and look for something special. I knew what he was up to. I would always spot him walking down the aisle with the three yellow roses in his hands. Rudy knew I loved yellow roses. With a heart filled with grief, I only wanted to buy my few items and leave. But even grocery shopping was different since Rudy had passed on. Shopping for one took time, a little more thought than it had for two. Standing by the meat, I searched for the perfect small steak and remembered how Rudy had loved his steak. Suddenly, a woman came beside me. She was blonde, slim, and lovely in a soft green pantsuit. I watched as she picked up a large pack of T-bones, dropped them in her basket, hesitated, and then put them back. She turned to go and once again reached for the pack of steaks. She saw me watching her, and she smiled. My husband loves T-bones, but honestly, at these prices, I don't know. I swallowed the emotion down my throat and met her pale blue eyes. My husband passed away 8 days ago, I told her. Glancing at the package in her hands, I fought to control the tremble in my voice. Buy him the steaks. And cherish every moment you have together. She nodded her head, and I saw the emotion in her eyes as she placed the package in her basket and wheeled away. I turned and pushed my cart across the length of the store to the dairy products. There I stood, trying to decide which size milk I should buy. A quart? I finally decided and moved on to the ice cream section near the front of the store. If nothing else, I could always fix myself an ice cream cone. I placed the ice cream in my cart and looked down the aisle toward the front. I saw first the green suit, then recognized the pretty lady coming toward me. In her arms, she carried a package. On her face was the brightest smile I had ever seen. I could swear a soft halo encircled her blonde hair as she kept walking toward me, her eyes holding mine. As she came closer, I saw what she held, and tears began misting in my eyes. "These are for you," she said, and placed three beautiful, long-stemmed yellow roses in my arms. "When you go through the line, they will know these are paid for." She leaned over and placed a gentle kiss on my cheek, then smiled again. I wanted to tell her what she had done, what the roses meant. But still unable to speak, I watched as she walked away, as tears clouded my vision. I looked down at the beautiful roses nestled in the green tissue wrapping and found it almost unreal. How did she know? Suddenly, the answer seemed so clear. I wasn't alone. "Oh, Rudy, you haven't forgotten me, have you?" I whispered, with tears in my eyes. He was still with me, and she was his angel. Every day, be thankful for what you have and who you are. The following year, I was dreading our first anniversary without Rudy. It had been a long several months. Everything reminded me of the good years we'd had together. The afternoon of that day, as I was preparing to go shopping, the doorbell rang. When I opened the door, I couldn't believe my eyes. A florist delivery person was standing there with a dozen yellow roses. He could see I was speechless and said, "The card will explain." I sat down in my favorite chair, holding the precious bundle of yellow roses, almost breathless from the sense of wonderment. Slowly, I opened the card and began reading Rudy's handwriting. "My darling Rose, you didn't think I would forget my beautiful bride, did you? I knew that someday you may be spending this day without me, but you are not without my love. These roses are a small symbol of my undying love for you. Our years together are the brightest part of the entire life I lived. You know how I like to plan ahead. As you will see every year on this day when another bouquet arrives to remind you how much I will always treasure you. This will continue until the day there is no answer at your door after three attempts to deliver. Then, as instructed, the delivery person will know to take the roses to the final resting place we chose long ago, where we will be together once again. Love forever, Rudy." Have you ever gone from one relationship to another, much like you stop to pick up bread when you run out, gas when the tank is empty, film for your camera, another set of tires when the old ones wear out? If you have, you're not alone. It's almost as if we think we're broken or feel incomplete unless we have that intimate companion there in our lives. It's true, in part, that we are incomplete, but not the way you think. When we fall into this pattern, we are not complete and we do have to fix something. But we can't fix it by putting another person into the picture. It's true that female and male belong together, that one by itself is not a total unit, but there's a better way to complete. We are each made up of both masculine and feminine energies. Some men have an extra dose of the masculine, and some women have an extra dose of the feminine. It even works the other way. Many women have quite a few male characteristics, and many men have strong feminine tendencies, but we all have both. There is a natural attraction between these masculine and feminine forces, otherwise also expressed as positive-negative, active-passive, and so on. The power of the opposition of these two forces is very well acknowledged and very strong throughout the universe. It exists in every form in our lives. Plants, animals, even the weather. You could say it's what makes the world go round. Without the contrast, nothing would happen. Nothing would change. But the contrast can also create some problems, as you probably already know. Conflict and sometimes violence occur. When a feminine energy is combined with a male energy without balance, it creates a power friction and eventually restricts the flow. The combining of two feminine energies doesn't create conflict, but the combination of two sides of the passive or receptive forces doesn't make a whole lot happen either. The key is to express both the masculine and feminine energies we each have in the right ways for ourselves, and use them correctly in the right situations. When a person has this fine balance of positive-negative, giving-receiving within himself or herself, there is no longer a missing piece or broken part. Then we can initiate and follow through, act and react, ebb and flow. Conceive of ideas and nurture them to actuality. Be strong and nurturing. We become self-sufficient, whole, an integrated circuit. This is not to say that our lives are now complete once we become balanced or that there is no reason for being with another person. The process doesn't stop there. It actually begins there. I believe that humans were meant to be held, touched, understood, and loved. I'm confident that we are capable of wondrous creativity and incredible action to build a better society, men and women working, playing together in harmony. I don't believe that most of us were meant to be alone, but I do believe it's better to be alone than to be with someone for the wrong reasons. When you're whole, and if you are alone, you're still okay because you can focus, taking action and control as needed to provide for yourself. But you also consider the whole, nurture yourself, and go with the flow to keep the balance. Then, when the complementary other person arrives, the merger or joining of the two is 1+1 instead of 1/2+1/2. Both can give freely and receive freely, offer strength and warmth, protection and nurturing in harmony. When you find the right significant other, he, she will be and have the same balance. And your mutual energies will then be equally directed to each other back and forth. by being balanced, you will avoid being drawn into relationships for the wrong reasons, with the wrong people. You will no longer be trying to fill a void in yourself. By balancing your feminine masculine energies, you will be able to function better in all areas of your life, in your community, at work, in friendships, with family, and in your mate relationships.
Through all your pain.
loving. A deep burning question has entered my mind. Can you love and leave being in love far behind? This can be quite a muddle, perplexing, you know. Keep things platonic? How far can you go? Love itself springs from the old magic wand. Is being in love deeper, more of a bond? I don't have the answers, nary a clue. Can you tell for sure when it happens to you? Try to describe it. See if you can. This wondrous connection with woman and man. By Martina Tofola. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and love never ends.
Culture of violence. gets the child of indifference, the war of the day. So who are the enemy, and who are the targets? Who are the rebels and saints?
To forgive means that I, not you, have decided or chose not to look back. I'm going forward, and I release things that I ever felt were due to me from you. I wipe the slate clean and cancel all bills. Reconciliation is another form of peacemaking. It's different from turning away or walking away or saying, so be it. It's saying, I love you. And I want to be close to you. I would like to know and care for you. And I hope you'll care for me too.
all this time. Here we are with hearts like
the hurricane blew in hard across the Caribbean. Soon, the expensive yacht was swamped by high waves, rapidly sinking without a trace. Only the boat's owner, Dr. Simon Epstein, and its steward, Lenny, survived. Strong swimmers both made it to the nearby island. Recovering from his ordeal at sea, Epstein was surprised to see his steward crying and very upset, sure that they would never be found. Dr. Epstein, sobbed Lenny, how can you be so calm? We're going to die on this lonely island. We'll never be discovered here. Epstein smiled and assured Lenny, we'll be fine. Sit down and listen to what I have to say. 5 years ago, I gave the United Way $750,000 and another $500,000 to the United Jewish Appeal. I donated the same amounts 4 years ago, and 2 years ago, since I did very well in the stock market, I contributed $750,000 to each. Last year, business did really well again, so the two charities each got $1 million. So what already? How's that help us now? Wailed Lenny. Very simply, it's time for their annual fund drives. They'll find us, Lenny, smiled Dr. Epstein. We'll be fine. Truth received and embodied in consciousness eventually becomes known throughout the world without any human effort or human striving. By abiding with truth within oneself, it has a way of establishing itself. This does not always happen as quickly as you might like to have it happen. But you must learn that in the realm of truth, 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past. And one day as 1,000 years. There will be periods of thousands of years when little progress seems to be made. Then suddenly, more progress is made in one day than in the preceding 1,000 years. And you may be noticing that there is a change in our consciousness and that we are entering a new way of living in community, as individuals, in relationship, and in love. This is Joy Ray Freeman, wishing joy to the world.